This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by GitHub. Looking for an interesting open source project to contribute to or use? Go to github.com/explore to discover all kinds of fascinating and useful projects, and github.com/trending to see what's most popular in the open source community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. And welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans, and I'm your host today. And it is my privilege to have as my special guest here, Ms. Erica Heide. I got it right. I didn't call you Heidi Erica. Erica Heide, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Now, you and I go way back to the beginning of the year when Michelangelo started talking to him about this woman that I saw on the PHP Benelux speaker list. I know most of the people that speak at conferences. I said, who is she? And so I pinged Michelangelo. I said, who is she and is she any good? And his response back was not, yes, she's good. What are you looking for? His response was, have her speak. You know, it didn't matter what I was planning. It was immediate. You go ahead and have her. So you've been on both day camp and you've been on Nomad, but you've made a very good name for yourself as a speaker, but it's my understanding that PHP Benelux was your first major speaking event. Talk to us a little bit about how you got involved in speaking and give some advice to people that are interested in breaking into speaking at conferences.
Okay, so actually I started really last year. My first experience as a speaker in English, mm-hmm. at least, was at PF Congress.
Excellent.
PF Congress from Scoop, mm-hmm. Stefan. So I did a conference talk there. It was my first like thing, and I was like, I can do it because it's just 15 minutes. Okay, so I did a talk about Pomodoro technique, and I think it went well. People gave me good feedback, so I was really inspired by the community here, because I am from Brazil. I moved here to Amsterdam in the end of 2012, and after I moved, I started hanging out with the PHP community people, because it's really different here. We have a lot of good developers, and we have a strong community. The Amsterdam PHP user group from organized by Rafael Doms, he did a great job creating this group, and you know, so it was a great inspiration also to see Michelle Sanver. Ooh, yeah. Geeky, she presented a talk there in Amsterdam PHP, and I said, well, I think I can do it too. It would be amazing. So then I started with this little small talk, small presentation about Pomodoro, and then I started submitting, and I got accepted. So it was really amazing. Like, you know, it's scary at the same time. I was really scared about it, because PHP Benelux, I only heard about it, and it was amazing back in Brazil. I used it to look at joining for the topics and to see what I was going on, you know. So PHP Benelux was a really great big reference for me. So when I got accepted, I couldn't believe it. It was just really amazing. And then, yeah. So the advice I would have to give is like, you can do it. You just really have to practice. That's the biggest thing. Like, prepare your talk and practice a lot and record yourself to see how you really look like when you are speaking. Also, another good advice is from Ross. I got this advice from Ross Duck. He used to present for like stuffed animals or something, you know. I think he probably saw that too in the podcast. So you just to have a reference, like you have an audience, and then you can try to interact a little bit, or it helps you, helps a lot. Or even in the mirror, also I use the mirror sometimes, because then you have a reference, some eyes to look, you know, mm-hmm. to look in the eye and something like that. But yeah, practice for me was a big thing, because I was really not confident about my English, and the practice helped me a lot.
Excellent. And getting started is always the hardest part. And I tell everybody, everybody says, oh, the worst, what's the worst that can happen? Well, I could get rejected. No, the worst thing that can happen is you get accepted, because then you got to actually do it. You know, getting rejected, it might feel bad, but it's a whole lot easier. So one of the things, I mentioned that you had spoken both at Day Camp for Developers and Nomad PHP, and the topic you've been speaking on, and you've written a book on, and you've become one of the recognized thought leaders in the PHP community is on Vagrant. Talk to us a little bit, how did you get involved in Vagrant, or how did you decide that's what your subject was going to be? Because, everybody kind of picks a subject and at least starts with that. So how did you figure out Vagrant was what was your passion?
Well, it all started when I got to know Vagrant, started using it, and then I saw that it was still something new. Not everybody was using it yet, not everybody. So I thought, well, this is a good subject that I can talk about, and I wanted to find a topic to start talking at conferences, to submit talks. And then I found that Vagrant was something new that I could explore. So when I started, I really wanted to write a book to get ready for the reason why I wanted to write a book was to get ready for the talk, so I could go deep into this subject, and that's how I went through it. It made me learn a lot, and well, I think that's the main reason. Yeah, because it's hard to pick a subject. Everybody is already talking about something, and sometimes you feel like this is not new. This is like everybody knows that already. So as I saw that it was something new, and I can do it.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things I found is the things that I assume everybody knows, nobody knows. And I tell everybody, you know something that nobody else knows. You have a unique experience, and get up and just share your unique experience, even if it's
true.
You really don't want to go up against Chris Hart just for unit testing, because he's such an established personality in that topic. But there's a lot of topics that don't, there aren't the established ones, or even if you are, a lot of conferences are looking for a unique perspective on something.
Exactly.
Like I'm doing unit testing WordPress plugins, which, I'm lucky. I'm doing that at PHP World, and Chris is doing True North, so he wasn't submitting to that. So I think that's one of they were having pity on me, and so they let me in on that one. But just find something that you know and share.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Like it was, I know that, because also if I was going to start today with Vagrant, I would think about, I would have the same feeling, like everybody was already talking about Vagrant. How can I fit inside it? But yeah, that's true. There's always a different perspective, and like is a different place where you are. Like people can be presenting, like Chris is big there. He won't be able to come here in Europe every time for all conferences, and so it's okay to pick also PHP unit subject if you want to. So yeah, there's always a different perspective.
Yep, find that's your true angle. Hey, you just got a new job.
Yes.
Talk to us about that. Who are you working for now? And because, we all do this for fun, but we all got to pay the bills. So tell us who you're working for, what you're doing there, and how this is going to affect everything else you're working on.
Well, I'm working now for a DigitalOcean, and I'm a developer evangelist or developer advocate. It is really a huge thing in my life. I'm really happy, really excited about it. I just started this week because I was working with independent projects, but that was really not paying the bills, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also not not in the mood, up to work in an office, in a regular job, mm-hmm. and things like that. But then this opportunity came, and I would be able to work close to the PHP community to bring all good things and to help sponsoring events and, bringing good things also with open source projects. They will help with sponsoring some of my open source projects, like fanspo.com, which is really nice for the PHP community. So I think all good things are coming now.
Excellent. Well, congratulations to DigitalOcean for having the foresight to hire someone of your stature in the community, because that gives them immediate, you know, goodwill in the community. So
thank you too.
it is awesome, and welcome to the club. Yes, there's something defective about those of us who are developer advocates. No, I don't want to go into an office either. I dread that. So, but I love going to conferences and just sitting and talking with developers like yourself.
It's
so
amazing.
I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. that'll wrap us up for this interview. I'm going to ask you the same two questions I ask everybody else. What's your local user group and what's the URL?
My local user group is Amsterdam PHP, and I'm not sure now.
Oh, the URL is Amsterdam
PHP.nl.
Yeah, .nl.
Yeah, right.
You're like the fifth or sixth person that's given that answer.
Yeah,
of course,
naturally.
We are in Amsterdam.
Yeah, exactly.
But everybody I'm interviewing is a part of that user group that Raphael founded, and we just owe him a huge debt of gratitude for all that he's doing.
Yeah.
But I want to say thank you for taking the time to be with us here today, and thank you for everything that you're doing for the PHP community.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you for having me. It was amazing.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.